104.5 The Zone. Brent Gordon with you. Hope you're having a great Thursday. The weekend is almost here. We are broadcasting live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Gallatin. And the turnout has been great. The Miller Lite Wash Away Toast was a success. We all heard it from Slay afterward. The post-toast. The post-toast belch.
He got the nice look from me.
There she is. She's Dawn Davenport.
Hey!
It snuck in on me, man. I thought I had total control. I had no control.
You had to clear some room. He never has control. He's Ron Slay.
I'm in the building. I'm in the building.
Best believe I'm in the building. Better be ready. I'm in the building.
Kind of the room.
Time for the show.
As we continue to work our way through the Thursday edition of 3HL, we got a lot of giveaways here. Just see CJ at the front door. He'll tell you all about it. Tickets and merchandise and all of those things. Dr. Kevin Dyson joins us for his weekly visit. Dr. Hi. Dyson, how are you, sir?
What's going on, 3HL? How y'all doing?
We're doing great. I'm just glad we get to talk about a win. And let's start with the pass game. Bobby Trees getting loose in the first half. What did you see from him?
You know, he just made plays that came to him. I think if you're going to get limited opportunities, you got to do the best you can to get them and make the most of them. And that's what I was proud to see. He finally got off the bench, if you will, and finally got some opportunity to make some plays, and it was good. And I felt like the Titans' offense, if nothing else, especially that first half, you know, they were clicking, you know, and it seemed like that first half they were able to get some gas plays, specifically in the passing game, that kind of fueled the offense and got them the lead, and they were able to coast through the rest of the game. But they got to make some adjustments in the second half to kind of keep that same momentum going.
Yeah, about that second half, what do you see that's missing? Because this has become
points.
Continually, yes, yards, points, all of it. But what is it? You talk about adjustments. I mean, what do you see that needs to be adjusted?
Well, you know, it's kind of twofold, right? It's one of those things where as a coach, it is going so well, just to keep state of course, right? Either like, yeah. Do we really need to adjust? Well, right. Then if that's the case, the other team's making adjustments, then you got to make them adjustments in the real time and really go at what they're doing. Now, that's not to say they're not making some wholesale changes in the meantime at halftime to say, hey, we see this, look, this is what we're going to do. But it doesn't seem like it's economical. It looks like more or less they're kind of sticking with what was working in the first half and maybe trying to slow the game down a little bit, shorten the game, trying to run the football a little bit more, and it's not necessarily translating into points, to Brent's point. They need more points. So you want to be still have some aggression, especially in the second half, maybe come out and maybe try to knock the top off of the defense and maybe see Traylon Burke or somebody can make a play vertically or something like that, because we still haven't seen something to that effect. We haven't seen somebody come down with a 50-50 ball and get the crowd excited. And, you know, we're all sitting there waiting on Derrick Henry, holding our breath for the home run. It hasn't happened yet. And so in the meantime, you got to find ways to keep the guys energized and make some big plays in the passing game, and that's the way to do it.
Yeah, outscored 57-7 so far in the second half to the point that you guys are making. Conversely, Dice, 3-for-3 on the opening drive, scoring touchdowns in all three games on the opening drive. And you know, that's the scripted part of the game plan. I'm curious, did you guys script the first drive when you played for the Titans? And by scripted, what do people mean? Like, no matter what the down and distance is, we're running this play?
Well, we did. And, you know, true to form, when you see some of the scripts and things of that nature, you start counting how many times I might get the ball within these first few plays. You know, because, oh, if they run this coverage, I might get the ball. I'll be open. I'll be ready. You know, it's one of those things. But at the same time, yes, they are scripted to a certain point because you just don't know the hash. You don't know down and distance. You might right. have to go off your plan just a slightly little bit. You might get a big play. You might have a shorter field than you anticipate. You might have a longer field. You might be backed up inside the five, and that you got to scrap them first 12 plays or so because you got to do what the situation presents. So, you know, but yes, you try to be somewhere scripted. And most of the time when you script the plays, it's just to get a sense of what they're doing. Yes, you would like to be able to go down the field, mark right down, get 7 points, and keep it moving. But a lot of times when you're scripting plays, you're running multiple formations, getting multiple looks, moving people around, trying to see what are you getting today? What looks are we getting? Are we getting a safety to rotate down when we motion our tight end over to the other side of the field? When the receiver runs over, are they switching their coverages? Are they staying with man? What are they doing? So that's really what scripting plays are for. It's not necessarily all the time just go down and march and get points. It's really trying to get a feel for how the game's going to go so you can utilize something to, that you've seen within those 12 plays that you take advantage of and then get points.
Kevin Dyson, see, that's an interesting point. So some of the scripted part is just to see how they will defend certain looks, right? Like, that's interesting. Right.
Yeah, you know, and it's the essence of offensive play call. You want to be able to get yourself an advantage, put your players in a position to have the advantage where it may be. So, you know, you anticipate a certain look, right? They break down film, they put everything in position. So we get a 3-by-1 look and with an X receiver in a tight close coverage, tight formation, how are they going to line up with their corner? The outside is a safety over the top, and they bring that safety down. We can get an extra run defender in the run game. So they're looking at different things, nuances that they can take advantage of, and that is more or less why you're doing it. Now, the Tigers have been pretty fortunate in this first three games. They've been marching down the field their first drive. So they've seen something on film that they've been able to take advantage of, and you just wonder what are the adjustments that the other side is making to some of the things that the Titans were so successful on, especially early on in those football games.
That's really interesting. Kevin Dyson with us on 3HL. Dr. Dyson, you can reach him on Twitter at KTDyson87.
Dice, man, you know I'm excited, man, coming off the big win, man, up on Rocket Top, then flowing off into the Titans, beating the Raiders up.
You had a good weekend, didn't you?
Man, I had a blast this weekend, Dice.
He only slept about 4 hours all weekend, Dice.
Hey, it was real, man. When you saw me right there, Dice, when we was in the suite, I was on fumes, man, but I was making it through, dog.
But you met me. You was at the game, though.
I most definitely was, man. Looking forward to this Colts matchup, man. You got rivals in a sense, man, and then in the AFC South, this is who it always comes down to. How important is this first game? You know, not knowing what's going to happen, you know, going on throughout the season, but AFC South game, how important is this first AFC South game to get under the belt?
I'll start there. You know, it's a division opponent, and one thing you got to do, and we saw that a few years ago, you have to win games in your division. You have to beat your opponents in your division to make a playoff push. Winning your division gets you in. Regardless of everything else, winning your division gets you in the playoffs, right? So you got to win your division game. The other part of that is you're looking at a team that's sitting right at 500 and a team is tight now that are on the cusp of getting right back, knotting their season back up after starting in the hole 0-2. Percentage-wise, you see it over the long haul of the season. Not too many teams start off 0-2 and make the playoffs. But if you can run off another streak of wins and go ahead and get knocked back up at 500, now you're back in the ball game again. So this is a big opportunity for the Titans, aside from the fact that it is a division game, man. So this, again, we talked about it last week. This NFL is a season of the biggest game of the year. Well, here we are again, the biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny with that stat. I don't really like that stat anymore because there's 17 games. So, like, the 0-2 stat that everybody keeps throwing around, I'm like, okay, well, that's a little different now. But the 0-3 thing, compared with the 1-2 thing, 1-2 is like 24% compared to 3%. So that was a huge win. And you're right. This is an opportunity to get to 2-2, and then you play them again at home in a couple of more weeks. So this is a chance for the Titans, number one, to get a divisional win, but then to stack some wins.
Yeah, man, this is huge. And we're looking at the cousin, little brother there in North Florida, I should say, Jacksonville. They don't look like they're going to be a pushover, right? They look looking a lot better offensively. Lawrence is playing some good football right now. So this is a tougher division than probably people anticipated going into it. I know, at least for me, I just kind of chalked up the Titans going to win the division and see about the rest because it's a tough schedule with the Bengals, the Chiefs, the Bills, and everybody else outside of the conference, inside the division. And now you're talking about a division that has gotten better. So this is a big game.
Man, I talk about all the time Matt Ryan and how he doesn't – it's no fear for me when watching Matt Ryan play, man. You know, ever since that Falcons debacle, man, I know it wasn't all on him, but there's no fear in this. And he's supposed to be the guy to get the Colts over the hump, KD, going into this matchup and this year.
If their offensive line would protect.
Exactly. Hey, yeah. We ain't got none. We can't worry about that, Babsy. You know what I mean? We don't get to use that for Ryan Tannehill. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, no, we do use that for Ryan Tannehill.
We do, but they don't. So what's your thoughts on Matt Ryan, man, and the struggles he's had so far this year?
Well, I'm going to talk about from the defense perspective. The Tigers defense is ranked 31st in the National Football League right now. And in part, just getting pressure on the quarterback. Big Jeff is going to get double teamed until somebody on the edges could consistently get after the quarterback. Now, mm-hmm. injuries played a big part, as we know. And I don't know Weaver. He's got 3 sacks, and that's great. He's on, you know, 1 sack a game pace right now. And that sounds good on paper, but truth be told, right. we're not putting pressure on the quarterback. So if you look at a person like Matt Ryan, who's not very mobile, who's not the guy looking to run, he's looking to distribute the football, get rid of it. This is an opportunity. And their line is a little banged up and things like that, just like the Titans, as Babs talked about. So you've got to find ways to get after the quarterback, create that pressure, which creates turnovers. And then you can create short field for your offense, and that just builds on itself from there. And then guys can start making plays and getting into the Brent's point, scoring points.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Dyson with us every week. And, man, we appreciate it. It's going to be a fun game this weekend. Thanks, Dyson.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, Dr. Dyson at KT Dyson 87. All right, when we come back, we'll get into that Titans-Colts matchup a little bit. And also, we got a lot of things to give away. So if you're here at Buffalo Wild Wings, stay tuned. CJ is going to be involved in the next segment. We got all kinds of things. Tickets. What am I calling them? Pullovers?
Pullovers.
All kinds of things. Stay tuned. 3HL Live, Buffalo Wild Wings in Gallatin on 104.5 The Zone.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow. Nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Thursday edition. Tomorrow we will be broadcasting live from MTSU. In advance of MTSU and UT San Antonio, UTSA is a very good football team. They are favored by 4 in this game. So, Middle Tennessee, an underdog again. They were 25.5-point underdogs at Miami. Didn't matter.
Nope.
13-point underdogs at Colorado State. Didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
They were 20-point favorites against TSU, but won by like 42. So, they've been spread killers.
Spanking.
I think everybody forgets how good, or doesn't realize how good James Madison is, too.
Nah, yeah.
I mean, that's
we said that when they were going up there.
Yeah, they beat App State, yeah.
Well, remember that week I kept saying, why is Middle Tennessee playing this game?
Yes.
Yep. I would have never signed to play that game.
Never.
Come on, Massaro, what are you doing?
Oh, Mike.
We've got a lot to do this segment, so CJ, grab your box and head over this way and get like the Titans throw and
come on up with
and
the
a
box.
And a shirt or pullover or polo or whatever else you got. We'll do 2 of those.
By the way, CJ's just like hanging out talking to the people.
I mean, he's sitting in a booth with like some family.
Sitting with a family.
Did y'all adopt him? He's really 31 years old. Did he tell you that?
51. He just turned 51.
Oh, 51.
Yeah. Then we've got the parsley coming up. We got a guy on hold that wants parsley advice.
Oh, wow.
And then we got a lot of people in here drinking beer right in front of us.
Yes.
I'm giving it up.
Here's the deal. We also have Babs Prize Closet because I feel bad we're giving away all this stuff here. What about the people that can't get here?
That's right.
So can I do this?
Yeah, man. It's your closet.
Okay, yeah.
Clean it if you want to.
Babs Prize Closet. Thanks to Artisan Custom Closets. They'll clean your closet, by the way. Say goodbye to clutter with Artisan Custom Closets. And if you go to artisancustomclosets.com, get a free in-home consultation. And then tell them that Dawn sent you, and they'll give you 10% off whatever you want to do. Here we go. This is what we're giving away. 5 open-air box tickets to MTSU UTSA that includes drinks, snacks, and a parking pass Friday for Kevin Byard's jersey retirement.
All right.
You got it. Caller number 5 right now, 615-737-1045. Good luck to you.
Let me just tell you this. I've got a kid on that football team, so we bought one of those boxes, and it is nice, man. That is a hell of a prize.
That's the way to
They have TV in there, too. So there are games on Friday.
And we will be betting and playing and watching.
We will. Parsley coming up. All right, Joe Hunk has the, what is that, a throw?
It is a throw to keep you all nice and warm.
So if somebody is sitting in here that wins this, are you going to throw the throw?
Because I'm seeing who the winner is. No, I will not. Because if she has Dawn's attitude, I will get slept.
I should probably catch it.
All right, who won the throw?
Okay, I hope I'm saying his last name right, because if not, I'm in trouble. Lauren Holsey. Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Dude, doesn't even...
Is it go, seriously Lauren? You?
I love
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh. Right before he announced it, she just raised her hand. Me.
That was real.
Yes, she did.
She called it.
She got it.
Lauren, she called
she
her shot.
She called her shot.
That's right.
Well, I called my shot before the show even started. I didn't get it.
I know. You wanted that throw. You better go talk to Lauren. You can sign up next to her like CJ's doing all these families out here.
He's getting hugs.
I know. Everybody loves CJ.
He's a family man.
So what is this for? Did you bring a piece of clothing? What is that?
Hey,
this is a Titans pullover.
Pick up the pace, boys. Let's
go. CJ goes, I think it's a pullover.
It's a Titans. It's a Nike Titans pullover. It's nice.
All right, what you got, huh?
Xander Ratledge.
Xander Ratledge.
Xander!
There he is.
Xander!
Hey, what's up? All right. I love how all these winners are just sticking around, man.
Hey, man, hanging out with all the people.
So we got another piece of apparel to give away at some point. And then we've got, we're still working on the list of 10 people that want a pair of tickets to the MTSU game. Babs just gave away 5 open air box tickets.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Me and Slay will be in an open air box tomorrow.
Frat.
And Hunt.
I'll be frat.
Yeah, there are drinks in my box. I rest assured.
Sounds like a good time for me.
Yeah, Keith Bullock might be up there, too.
Bully.
And then what else we got? All right, the Parsley. We've got we've got somebody on hold that wants to talk about the Parsley.
What you need?
John.
Have a seat on the couch, John. What you need?
John in the borough.
In the borough. John, what's up?
How you doing, John? Okay, well, with that, let me tell you.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. I was about
can
to
you hear him?
Yeah.
You cannot.
No, you can't.
John, are you where are you? Okay. All right. Well, listen.
Will you stop?
Call back. I don't think everybody else can hear you. I can.
Yeah. Colts 3.5-point favorite in this matchup. Here's something interesting. Real quick. The Colts yesterday on FPI, remember I read this stat off to you and you didn't like it?
Yep.
They were a 60. They had a 60.4% chance to beat the Titans.
Yes.
Today, it is 57.5.
So it dropped?
It dropped. Yep, day to day. We'll see what it is tomorrow.
Man, they're going to mess around and just drop this game.
It's going to be 50-50 before we know it.
Listen. All right. I'll wait till tomorrow because it's Trash Talk Friday. 65-35 tomorrow.
You think it's going back up? Oh, 65.
Yeah, it's going back down.
Matt Ryan completing 64% of his passes, 256 yards per game. A lot of that due to the opening game of the season. 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's also leading the NFL with 7 fumbles.
Y'all know what
than anyone in the league.
But you also heard Greg Cosell talk a little bit about that and that not necessarily being on him.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if it's on him or not. The only one I see back there is Matt Ryan, number 2. So that's who it all falls
on. Right, and he's holding the ball, right?
That, without question. Just hurry up. All you got to do is spike the ball, stop the clock. Every time you think you're going to get sacked, stop the clock. Then, I mean, you won't get no sack. But this is what I'm telling you. The reason I'm not worried is this is the same thing I used to say about, what's my man, start the book club, Andrew Luck. This is my gripe I have with Andrew Luck.
That's how you define him.
Dude,
started the book club. Never mind the fact that he was a hell of a quarterback.
I didn't even know that until he said that. Yeah. And then I went to, it's like Andrew Luck book club.com.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It is.
How about, my guy that retired early because his offensive line was so bad that he could not take any more hits.
This is very true. All of the above are true. Now, let me tell you this. It's seamless yards. And what I mean by seamless yards, anytime you can put your team in the hole and then come out and just start throwing the ball, then guess what? You're going to have a lot of yards at the end of the game because you put them, along with the offensive line, put your team in the hole. So these little yards by Matt Ryan, none of that impresses me. These little dinky dunk plays, none of that impresses me, baby.
They're matriculating the ball down the field.
Yeah, he's going to matriculate his little self to the sideline with that little neck of his. He'll soon. That's all he got to worry about.
Well, looks like Bud Dupree may be back. So
he, re-
he is really going to be in trouble. Really. Because all you need for a guy like Bud Dupree that's kind of struggling right now to get his feet up under him.
Struggling to stay healthy.
Give him a sitting duck.
In terms of analytics, one of the things that all the analytics guys point to is EPA, which is expected points added per drive. So the Colts offense is 32nd in the NFL in EPA per drive. Mm. Now the Colts defensively rank number one in efficiency against the run.
So
this is going to be a heavyweight fight. Like two fighters standing in the middle of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So turnovers are going to be key.
Very key. They always are in these games. The reason the Titans lost the first game last year. Was it the first game? When Ryan Tannehill had a horrible game, but the defense ended up pulling Tannehill out of the game against the Colts. Yeah, oh. I think he had three interceptions that game.
I thought you were talking about the beginning of the season last year. That was a debacle.
Yeah, that was a debacle.
But yes, you're right.
But so, you know what I mean? This is going to be a turnover, and we escaped by the hair on our chin in that game. So I think Matt Ryan has a clean facial hair situation going on his face, so he ain't got no hair to escape.
All right, I think John in the Burrow is back at it. John, what's up, man?
What's up,
John? You need some help.
What? Yeah, I do. Because I sent you guys a picture. You guys know about my daughter Nola. I sent you a picture of her. I got to win this parlay so that I can send her off to college one day. all right. So here's what I got. I got a 10-leg parlay. It's $10 to win like $1,350. All right.
Gotcha.
And I got the opportunity to cash out now and get my money back. So this is where I need your help. All right, man. Memphis money line, which, guys, I'm telling you as a Memphis fan, take the money line. Don't take the points. This is the kind of game Memphis will screw up and win by three. I got Wisconsin money line. Kansas State -7.5. Oklahoma -6.5. Michigan -10.5. Ole Miss -6.5.
Oh, my God.
Penn State money line, Bama -17, Ohio State -40.5, and Georgia -28. I got an opportunity to cash out. Do I cash out or do I let it ride, Slay?
Hey, man.
What's the cash out?
Yeah.
$10, exactly what I bet.
No. First of all,
let that ride. But I disagree with you, man, and I'm sorry. Because I want you to win is the Alabama right off. There's other scores maybe that I didn't get to look at, but that Alabama 17. And Arkansas 17, that's a lot of points, man, for a team in Arkansas.
Here's some information on that. This is from Bear with Game Day. Mm-hmm. Alabama has failed to cover in each of their last five road games. They are a 17.5-point favorite Saturday in Arkansas. They've only won one of its last five true road games by more than a field goal.
Yeah, all of them 3 points. You're exactly right. I heard that earlier, yeah. So, I don't know, man. I hope you win it, brother. But if you do, just come buy us drinks, man. Send that little girl to college, baby. We got to get her to college.
I will buy y'all. I'll buy you guys 5 different rounds. It's all on me.
All right. Thank you, John. Good luck, John.
That's what's up, man.
Some more notes.
Ohio State 40, too.
Yeah. That's high. Those high point spreads. Slay likes to ride with those sometimes.
I do. My cover this year, though.
Yeah.
I went with Georgia.
But you didn't go with the Michigan one.
I didn't go with the Michigan.
51.5.
That was way too high.
That's ridiculous.
Come on, man.
Because you never know when somebody's going to take their foot off the gas.
Exactly. Or just sub somebody in and to kind of get even out. The ones versus the threes.
Like, I've got three more notes from Bear real quick that I saw today that I pulled. Only one top five team out of the last six to play at Iowa has won. Penn State in 2017 won on the last play of the game. Twice in this span, Iowa was unranked and more than a 20-point underdog and still won those games. Iowa at home, man.
Tough to play.
Number four, Michigan, an 11-point favorite at Iowa on Saturday. Number seven, Kentucky, a 7-point underdog at number 14, Ole Miss, Saturday. Kentucky has won 6 of its last 13 games outright as an underdog.
Listen.
I like Ole Miss in that game, by the way. Not at 7, at 6.5.
I think Kentucky is a more talented team in this matchup, but Ole Miss, man, with all of this clamoring for fans that Lane is doing, I think he got something up his sleeve,
man. Yeah, me too.
I think he is a big Yes. I will give him that. He's a big game guy.
Chris Rodriguez is back for Kentucky. Awesome running back. He's so great in pass protection, too. So he might be able to eliminate some of the deficiencies
with this
offensive line
yes.
that we will talk about in the next segment. But I still like Ole Miss in this game. Kentucky, by the way, if they win, they're 5-0 back-to-back years for the first time since in almost 70 years.
Wow. I don't trust
Mark Stoops, man.
Stoops, get it done.
Why do we always say the same thing at the same time?
Get out of my head.
It's weird. All right. Been together too long. Kansas has covered 7 straight road games and won 3 times outright as an underdog. Iowa State plays at 4-0 Kansas Saturday. Iowa State only a 3-point favorite.
Well, Babs can answer that question.
Yeah, I just saw Iowa State.
What you think?
I'm actually going to see them again next week.
Oh, wow.
As well. So I'm going to reserve my judgment. Hardcore comments, but I will say this. I think that they have a weakness at quarterback.
Gotcha.
I like Kansas in this matchup, the Fighting Leipolds. Is it Leipold? Leipold from Buffalo. He's doing awesome. Yeah. I mean, Kansas would be 4-0. Goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
All right, when we come back, we've got the parlay for you.
Yep.
We've got the offensive line of the week.
Yep.
By the way, Kentucky got mad that we named them that after week one. They're in the mix.
About to name it again.
Maybe.
And then get a win in Oxford.
Exactly, Babs.
That's what happened. We named them offensive line of the week, and then they went down to Florida and won.
Yep.
And we're going to give away more stuff. So that's coming up next. Stay tuned. 3HL 104.5 The Zone broadcasting live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Gallatin. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Who run it? Who run it? Who run it? Who run it? Who run it?
3HL 104.5, the Zone. Titans on the road this weekend in Indianapolis. You can catch it live on 104.5, the Zone. And when there is a home game, go see Slay and see Wiz.
That's right.
You got to get signed up for that.
Yep.
The VIP tailgate.
That's right. Bullseye Event Group, man. Go to the page and click on the link, get you some tickets, or come on up. Just pop up to the Bridge Building, man. You can get tickets at the door as well. So
if people want to drink there, what are the chances that they can get fried if they want to?
Man, the chances are 110%. Like, they don't stop. We're three hours before each kickoff. We go all the way up till kickoff. It's 4 floors of greatness. Food, a different food station on every floor, and a different bar on every floor. So the party's going on up top. You got a silent auction at the bottom.
I have to check this out.
Yeah, me too.
It's cool. Chris got me some at the silent auction, too. It was pretty dope.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Peyton Manning helmet.
No way.
Yep, signed. Yep, so.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty dope. A lot of good things.
You ain't messing around over there.
Nah, man, I'm telling you, it's going down. The VIP tailgate experience, I'm telling you. Get there, man.
So 1045thezone.com. People can find out more information
yes, they
there,
can.
I'm sure. And
are you on a microphone the entire time?
The entire time, baby. The entire time.
You just walk around with a headset mic like Janet Jackson?
Nah, I can't do that because then I'll be doing too much. See, the mic in my hand make me slow down and be like, oh, I can't do this. But if I ain't had that, I'd just be all out. I'd be freewheeling.
You'd be out there.
Yeah, man. I talk to people on the bridge and everything when they come across. Like, because we upstairs with no roof.
Oh, well, of course.
Tailgate ain't got no roof. There you go.
The SEC Slaymaker of the Week, Hendon Hooker, Tennessee quarterback. Uh-huh. 22 of 28, 349 yards, 2 touchdowns, 112 on the ground, another score, 461. Total offense, 3 touchdowns. Babs is badass. MTSU quarterback Chase Cunningham, 16 of 25 in the win at Miami, 408 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also had another rushing touchdown. So, big day for Chase Cunningham and the Blue Raiders. They play tomorrow night. Ron Slay and I will be broadcasting live from 3HL live at MTSU tomorrow. So, if you're in the area, come by and see us.
Yes.
Babs will be at SMU in Central Florida on Sunday. So, check her out. And what else do we have to do? We've got the parlay to do, but we also have the offensive line of the week.
Ooh. Yes, offensive line of the week, man. It was a lot to pick from. It was difficult because you had guys that were right there, like Vandy, 26 carries, 14 yards, 5 sacks, 8 tackles for loss. You know, I looked at that as them playing Alabama. That was low-hanging fruit. Kentucky, you guys got back in the running. You wasn't satisfied. 35 carries, 103 yards. Gave up 5 sacks, 6 tackles for loss to Northern Illinois at home.
Ooh.
One by eight. Yeah.
Ooh.
But the winner is?
The winner is. Ooh. The one and only. WDE's 45 carries, 82 yards. Against Missouri with 5 sacks and 12 tackles for a loss.
Oh.
That will go to the Auburn Tigers.
Jeez.
12 tackles for a loss for Missouri?
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
That's tough. In a game that they won, they pulled it out.
Yeah, they did. I mean,
you know, ifs and fills.
A guy dropped the ball running across the goal
yes,
line.
Yes, he did. So,
you know what the worst thing
one.
Is? I can't argue
no,
with you.
You can't.
It's an absolute dumpster fire.
45 carries
it's a debacle.
82 yards.
Well, we're just trying to get Auburn motivated like we got Kentucky motivated. So Auburn is the offensive line of the week, and now they play LSU.
Yep. Great. That ought to go well. Hey, so did you see that A.J. McCarron went out there on, you know, he's not playing this year, right? I guess he's retired or whatever, said that Brian Harsin has already been fired.
I heard that.
And that A.J. McCarron said, my sources tell me that Brian Harsin has already been told that he will be gone at the end of the year, which is not the case, by the way.
Yeah,
AJ McCarron is not right. You can't trust Bama people.
Wow.
You know that.
Yep. Just trying to stir the pot, man.
Yes. I mean, anybody in this room could say, hey, Brian Harsin is gone at the end of the year.
Yeah.
No Shiano. He's definitely gone at the end of the year. Look at this team.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. But it has not been made yet.
More business to do. Do we have another apparel item? One more?
Yes.
What do you got?
We got another Titans shirt that we're going to be giving away.
All right. What do you got?
All right. The winner of this one is Kenny House.
Kenny in the house.
Kenny is in the house.
I'm sure he's never heard that before.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right. Kenny, congratulations. Also, tickets.
Yes.
To the Titans and the Colts on October 23rd at Nissan Stadium in the club level.
Oh. Yes.
These tickets are provided by Kelly with Buffalo Wild Wings.
There you go, Kelly.
And we do it every week.
All right. CJ has handed the winner to me, and that is Kelsey McGinnis. Okay, that was a boo.
Somebody said no. A boo.
Wait, that wasn't a cheer, was it?
No. It wasn't.
All right, so do you have a phone number for Kelsey?
I do.
All right.
No, don't give it out.
Slay always tries to do that. All right, so Kelsey wins the ticket. We appreciate all y'all being here. Parslay,
man. Hey, listen, it was a struggle, but I'm going with the Bengals, man, to cover. And, yeah, and I think they're going to hit the under 49. So, there you go, Parslay.
Cover and under.
Yeah, here we go. I think Miami, I still don't believe in Tua. So, he will shut me up after this one if they get it done. But I think Joe Burrow gets it done at home. They've been really itching for this win. You saw them up there. The fans are really hectic, going crazy. So they got to get this win.
Did you see Joe Burrow's outfit?
That's what you told me.
No, his outfit now.
Oh, really?
It's like a black suit with like these massive white flowers printed all over it, like pants and jacket matching, all
Swag.
Same fabric.
Here we go.
Swag.
I think it looks terrible.
Swag.
But like... The only way you can wear that is if you're real confident in what your team's about to do.
There it is.
You call them the Bengals?
The Bengals, yeah, Cincinnati Bengals.
Like that group back in the day with Susanna Hoffs, who was super smoking hot.
It's the Bengals.
Yeah.
It's the Bengals.
The Bengals, like what you wear, the women wear. Bengals.
Kirby says, walk like an Egyptian. That was a good song. Hazy Shade, a winner. Bengals were good, man.
Yeah.
I don't know about these Bengals. I think they win tonight, too. I don't know about the 3.5, though. That's what gives me pause.
Yeah, I think they're going to win by 7, which will make it 4. Well, make it 3.
Under.
Yeah, going under 49, too. Let's go, man. Come on, Joe Cool.
All right, fun day in Gallatin. Really appreciate you guys coming out and partaking in the show. We thank you. Whoever ended up adopting CJ, congrats.
Have fun with him. Don't feed him after 9:30. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's like a what were those?
Gremlin. Oh yeah.
Gremlin.
It was a gremlin. Yeah.
Yeah, but it had another name too. Muwok. What was it?
No, those are Ewoks. Who was Star Wars?
You know, yeah.
That's separate.
Hey, I read all kind of little.
I got you, Slate. I got you.
3HL after party is coming up.
Magua
against Magua.
Magua. That's what I was trying to think of. Magua.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Hoorah! So we'll be at FDSU tomorrow. Come see us. Love y'all. Good night. God bless. Again, 3HL after party is next.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.